Quarterly Essay 47, Political Animal, The Making of Tony Abbott, written and read by David Marr. All reports agree 1977 was a terrible year. After a meeting in August at Ku-ring-gai College of Advanced Education, Abbott was charged with indecent and common assault. Helen Wilson, a trainee teacher, was at the microphone defending AUS. She heard someone shout, "Why don't you smile, honey?" and says she then felt a hand groping between her legs. I jumped back, turned around, and saw Tony Abbott laughing about 2 feet away. The people in the audience began laughing and jeering. Abbott would give the court a different version and produce a number of witnesses to support him. She was speaking about me in a highly critical way, calling me an AUS basher and noted right-wing supporter. To let her know I was standing behind her, I leant forward and tapped her on the back about the level of her jeans belt. The charges would be dismissed early in the new year, but they were still hanging over him as he went into the university election season and lost, to a woman, his campaign for the presidency of the SRC. Barbara Ramjan beat him hands down. She was of the left, but her work as the SRC's welfare officer made her a popular figure on the campus. The night her victory was declared, the SRC officers saw wild scenes of bad boy behaviour, flashing, mooning, jeering and abuse. Abbott watched all this. His loss was a very public disappointment, one of the first defeats of his life that really mattered, one he would remember for a long time. He approached Ramjan. She thought he was coming over to congratulate her. She said, "But no, that's not what he wanted. He came up to within an inch of my nose and punched the wall on each side of my head." 35 years later, she recalls with cold disdain what he did. It was done to intimidate. Abbott tells me he has no recollection of the incident. It would be profoundly out of character had it occurred. Abbo and his mates reckoned people just took things the wrong way. Pranks and larks, a bit of sport with humourless people, just a game. At times it was all rather childish, Abbott confessed years later. At times it was a little bit scary, but it was always bloody good fun. Ramjan doesn't let him off so lightly. He was the most in your face. That's what set him apart. There were, of course, other Liberal Party and DLP types on campus, but they weren't offensive and they weren't rude. They were people you could talk to. You could sit down and have a cup of tea with them. I could never do that with Tony Abbott. He's not that sort of person. I don't care what your politics are. You can still engage with another person. You don't have to be threatening. You don't have to be just that awful person.